real crime stories now. Yesterday, a mob boss named Vincent Basciano, he's better known as Vinnie Gorgeous, was in a New York courtroom to plead not guilty to murder. By all accounts, Vinnie Gorgeous was looking absolutely gorgeous at the time. His gray pompadour didn't have a hair out of place. He was still tanned after 2 months behind bars. Mr. Basciano's not guilty plea follows one of the mafia world's most stunning betrayals. His former boss, the former Bonanno crime family don, Joseph Massino, tape-recorded Vinnie Gorgeous, becoming the first known head of a New York crime family to cooperate with the government. Here to talk about this betrayal and how Vinnie got his name is Jerry Capisi. He writes ganglandnews.com, and he's the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Mafia. Jerry, what about Vinnie Gorgeous?
Your description of him yesterday in court was right on. He got his nickname, however, because he ran a string of beauty salons in the Bronx known as Vinnie Gorgeous.
So what about the murder charge here?
Well, the murder charges stem from a shooting, the death of a wannabe gangster back on December 1st. On December 3rd, according to the most recent indictment, he admitted, Vinnie Gorgeous admitted, that is, to Joe Massino that he was responsible for the killing. And not only was he responsible for that killing, but he was also interested in killing the prosecutor in the case that they were both awaiting trial for at the time.
So
that precipitated a rather speedy investigation and resulted in the indictment of Basciano for the December 1st homicide.
Now, you have this recording of Joseph Massino, the turncoat in this story, the man who made this recording in jail with Vinnie Gorgeous. He was known as the last Don because he was the last chief of a crime family who'd never gone to jail, but obviously he's in jail now.
Yes, he is, and it took a monumental effort by the feds to bring him to justice, and when they did, there were six made members of the Bonanno crime family, six defectors, including his brother-in-law, Sal Vitale, who took the witness stand and testified against him. Probably is one of the reasons, I guess, why Joe Massino decided to hook up with the government. It's unclear at this point exactly what his deal is, but the fact that everybody else turned on him must have had something to do with his decision.
Is this the same Sal Vitale who's known as Good Looking Sal?
That's correct. He was known as Good Looking Sal. There is some question about whether he deserved that moniker, but at the time, he was the underboss of the Bonanno crime family, and none of the underlings decided it made sense to challenge him and kept calling him Good-Looking Sal.
So you got Vinnie Gorgeous and Good-Looking Sal. This sounds like a exceptionally stunning crime family.
Well, up until a couple of years ago, it was the only New York crime family without a turncoat. But when one turned, there was an avalanche, and so far there are nine now, including the official boss of the crime family.
Jerry Capisi publishes ganglandnews.com. He's the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Mafia. Jerry, thanks for being with us on Day to Day to explain the characters.
It's a pleasure, Alex.